Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Grooms Podcast. Oh, you're from Mean James.
The podcast. Okay. Welcome back,
everybody. Welcome back to the Ghost.
They've already stopped listening.
Welcome back and welcome back.
Yes,
and welcome
we can. We have used worse before.
When?
I don't know. We've done some dumb stuff in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're all having a good holiday month.
Yeah.
Whether you're Jewish, Islamic, or Indonesian.
Only those three. Everyone else can fuck off.
Yeah, so if you celebrate Christmas,
celebrate.
Celebrate.
Okay.
If you're celibate,
Christmas.
Fuck off.
Yeah, of course you would say celibate.
Topic.
Already? Did anyone pick one?
We can talk about Twitch and how they've banned the words virgin, simp, and incel.
Yeah,
that's some
checkmate. Checkmate, boys.
Yeah, we no longer
personality.
We no longer can insult do. So
yeah,
we got to come up with a new name for him.
Maybe like
no pussy getter. Absolutely hopeless.
So like a bounty quicker picker upper motto.
Oh, wow, that is really what we're starting with. Huh?
this is
okay. We're going to start low and we're going to make our way up through the podcast, right?
That is not what's going to happen. This is as good as it gets.
I don't think snowballs travel upward.
No.
What?
Unless you don't think gravity
exists. Snowballing?
Okay, but snowballing? You could just climb.
We could talk about snowflakes.
We're going to climb.
Everyone's when a snowball rolls downhill, right? It gets bigger.
We're
going to
climb this mountain together, boys and girls.
I have asthma.
Okay.
This is
if you got all that cum out of your fucking throat and nose, you'd be all right.
Do you really have asthma?
It's kind of mean.
If I say yes, it's going to add fuel to the fire, so I'm not going to say that
I have
asthma.
Well, you do go for a run every day, so it can't be
I have
bad.
I have the kind of asthma like when you get a cold or whatever, then like I have to take an
inhaler. If you get COVID, you just die?
Yeah, I would
so
be really...
pussy asthma. You ain't got that real shit.
That real white
that
boy
real
asthma.
Shit. That real
you just
shit.
Can't breathe ever.
That real gangster asthma. You don't have it.
So you don't need to carry around an inhaler.
No, I don't have that hood asthma.
Pussy.
All right, let's move on to the old topic arena here.
Well, why did Twitch ban those words?
Yeah, I think we should talk about snowflakes.
They did. I think they mean it in like a derogatory manner. If you go into some dude's chat and he looks like dude and you spam virgin over and over, you're going to get banned.
Nobody knows what dude looks like, though.
I don't think, well, we do, so, you know. But I think they mean it in that sense. Like, I think if we're just in a call and we're playing games and I say, dude, you are a virgin, I don't think Twitch is going to ban me.
Like, surely. Not if I can help it. Get reported.
Like, I think they mean in a derogatory, like, attacking manner.
How would you ever say it on Twitch in a way that wouldn't be derogatory?
Well,
like,
towards, like,
someone
your
just,
friend or
just
somebody
chatting,
you know.
Like, yeah, guys, I'm a virgin. Like, who gives a fuck?
Well, I don't know. That's what Twitch is just thinking. I'm not Twitch. I don't know what's going on in their fucking dumbass brain.
They have a reindeer hired on their staff. Who knows what's happening over there?
A reindeer that acts sexual... Literally.
Yeah. Hey, she helps Santa once a year, alright? She's trying.
Yeah, Santa recognizes her sexuality. So
it blows my mind how, like, it feels like we're going backwards on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, there's no progression. Like, it's getting worse. Like, the stuff with DMCA and, like, all these things being, like,
DMCA
everybody's just being, like,
so
massive
outdated.
Snowflakes.
Speaking of which, I got DMCA'd on Twitter today.
That's happened to me before.
For a meme that I tweeted like over 2 years ago. Or maybe.
That happened to me one time too.
Oh, yeah.
How? Dude, I tweeted some like really fucking stupid Imagine Dragons meme. And My account got locked, and I had to read over Twitter's copyright laws.
I just don't get that to me, how I you remember, can get DMCA'd. Because you
I remember
like
I edited a video.
It.
I remember I edited a little video of Kugo one time and like tweeted it at him.
Tweeted it.
Something like old man. Twitted him. And it had "Hello, darkness, my old friend" in it. Because it was like him making like a sad face.
Twitter is
so
bad.
After like a year, it just got like DMCA'd. I don't know. I didn't get my account locked, but it just, I got like a notice on my email for it.
Yeah, they were just like, your account
make money
could
off
be,
of it. How was
your account could be banned, like, if you continue to do this. I was like, bro.
It might take your house away.
Well, I'm going to have to go look through every tweet that I've ever tweeted.
You guys know Gibson?
Yeah.
He had that happen to him where he used to post his covers on Twitter. And he had a couple from a year ago where one of them got hit, and they're like, "Well, if you do this again, we're banning you." And then they picked one that he did 2 years ago, and they banned his Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably gonna happen to me. I'm sure that I've tweeted stuff in the past that has copyright in it as some stupid joke. So
yeah, like how
RIP my Twitter.
That's so
not even
crazy.
Remotely fair.
Why though? We're not making money off of Twitter. I don't understand why.
Well, you can if you're a bigger person, which apparently the ad rates on Twitter are fucked. Yeah, but they probably just have to generalize it, right? Like, they probably have to just generalize everything that's posted. Because it'd be way too hard to just focus on the people that are monetized. And then those people are going to bitch of, oh, why can this person post that? You know, it's just like, you have to blanket shit with shit like that. As stupid as it is, you either have to not have it at all or just fucking blanket it. You can't give it to certain people.
Huh.
Well, that's
they just really
just
need to
worse.
Redo copyright law.
Yeah, the DMCA law just needs
to be
nuked in general.
Fixed.
I have never once, like, every artist I've messaged about, like, using their music and stuff like that, like, that's been somewhat smaller that I could just contact, not one of them have given a shit, but sometimes they're like, "Don't use it because my label will still, you know, strike you down."
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They'll still, like, it's like, I don't understand. No streamer has ever been like, "I can't believe this guy just got a $100 donation while my song was on in the background. I'm pissed." Like, that makes no fucking sense. Nobody's ever thought that. If anything, it's like, oh, like somebody like Tim the Tatman, if he's listening to a smaller artist, like, that could help their career. I don't think any artist would give a fuck about something like that.
Yeah, when I was using
It's so backwards.
When I was using Sad Frosty as my outro song for my second channel, I had to hit him up every time I uploaded for him to whitelist the video. To him, tell his label to whitelist the video.
That's stupid.
I was just like wondering, like, why can't you just like whitelist the channel? And he was just like, "Yeah, every single time that they see one of their songs pop up in a video, they instantly claim it." And I was just like, "Man, this is fucked." Eventually, I had to tell him, "I'm like, dude, I can't keep doing this," because I would upload the video and forget to like tell him about it, or like I remember there was one instance where I told him, and then he said it was whitelisted, and then I uploaded, and then it got claimed. I was just like, "Yeah, I can't deal with this anymore. I just got to use my own shit." And he was like, "Yeah, I understand. It's fucked."
So they just
instantly claim anything that they see. They probably, because you know how, like, if you have your own content in somebody else's video on YouTube, you can see it?
Yeah.
That's probably what they do. They probably just go through the list and just boom, 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 claim everything they can.
My whole list is Sim Poppy Rick videos, except for one channel that has been re-uploading all my videos exactly as they are. For like probably like 6 to 8 months now, he's only got like 20 subs off it, and I'm just like, "Just keep grinding, homie, you got this." It's not gonna wait for him to blow up and then just strike the fuck out of everything.
I remember there was a guy that did that with me for a little bit in a couple of my old Siege videos, and he did it, but I think he was putting like Indonesian or like some kind of subtitle on it.
I mean,
he was putting the most ads on the video that he could. And when I saw that, I was like, "No, fuck that. I'm not just going to let this dude just, like, profit off of my shit." Like, if you're doing it as, like, just because you love, you know, you're just, like, love the person that you're, like, re-uploading your stuff, it's like, okay, but if you're just, like, trying to make money off of my work and then calling it your work by putting Indonesian subtitles on, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, there's people that I've seen that I've been tagged in where they'll take our clips and put them over a totally different game.
Yep.
For like TikTok or something.
Actually, I've been getting like a ton of those recently on Instagram. People tag me almost every day of like, "You forgot to credit whatever me, whoever else is in the clip, you guys, Smitty, whatever it is." And it'll just be like a GTA 5 race with like
that's the one that I saw too. You like can some hear GTA like, video.
You hear like COD shit in the background, like, like revive me, just like all this shit. It's just like driving a car in a straight line. It's like, what the fuck?
I have not seen that.
But I have to commend our viewers because they fucking shit on the people that steal.
Yeah, keep on.
Like, good on you, fucking guys. Loser. You didn't credit like. And they link everybody's Instagram and shit.
Yeah, they put them on fucking blast. Or they just credit people who aren't even in it, like me and McNasty on that. Would you guys come to my funeral or whatever the fuck
it
was?
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
Me and McNasty aren't even in that clip.
I'd rather you guys get the credit for something that, like, me or dude did on our own than just someone blatantly stealing
it. You
know? Right.
Yeah.
At least it's
stolen
the brand.
Yeah.
At least I'll profit off of it in some indirect way.
Oh, God, I love the internet. Fantastic place.
Yeah.
All right, we need an actual topic.
Actual topic. Let me see.
Don't have one of those.
Let me consult the archives here.
We're so bad. We literally sit in Discord for like... We're in Discord waiting for soup for like 40 minutes, and not one of us thought to maybe look for a couple topics first. We're so bad.
We are bad.
We are fucking horrible at this shit.
Honestly, I feel like it's just better to just be like, whatever, buddy, you know, who cares?
Yeah, and just waste everyone's time while we
I like the non-professionalism of us.
I like having ass aids.
Yeah. What's the most embarrassed you've ever been while online?
Online?
Yeah.
Probably when I had to go on fucking daytime television to tell people why I threw a piece of cheese at my dog.
Yeah.
That's not embarrassing. That's fucking epic.
No, dude, it was AIDS. Comments are going to yell at me if I tell the story again, because apparently we repeat every story at least three times when we do these.
Animal.
But that was fucking awful, because, like, I had, like, people I'd know in real life, like, fucking texting me, and were like, my grandpa watched you on this show today, and I'm like, oh, great, I want to die.
That's funny.
I never got paid for that, too. They owe me, like, $3,000.
You should DMCA them.
I should. Fuck you right this minute.
All right.
All right.
What about to do? I feel like you've had some good embarrassing times, yeah?
On the internet? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, with all like the dicks you've been around. And, like, yeah.
But that's the thing about Omegle is like, it's embarrassing for them. It's not really embarrassing for me. You know, like, I'm so used to seeing the wee-wees now at this point that...
Okay. All right.
Okay. The wee-wees.
We are the, like, literally the most offensive group of
the
people on
the
internet.
The stiff cocks. The cocks. I don't know. I don't think there's nothing derived out of Omegle. Not really.
No?
Dude, I had something embarrassing on Omegle.
What happened to you on Omegle?
I was on there with Crispy and, like, Suda. I can't remember who all else was there. Maybe Tranium and Hyper. And we were doing, like, our little Omegle thing where we just say fuck shit or whatever. And there was... a guy who was jerking off, and I was like just saying fucked up shit to him, like, what the fuck are you doing, you fucking pedophile, just like, you know. And he stopped jacking off, pulled his camera up to his face or whatever, and he was just like, so he was like, Soup, I love your videos.
Oh no.
What the fuck?
And I was like,
yikes. I've never had that happen to me.
Really, dude? I'm
no. The best thing I ever had was, okay, I don't want to say the best thing I ever had. Wait, let me start that over.
The least terrible thing?
No, like the closest thing I ever had to that was there was a black guy with a big old wee wee that he strummed.
Thank you for being descriptive. Big wee wee.
I mean, one big. He was hung, dude. Like, this guy was massive and veiny. And he had a freckle on like his tank
area. Enough time to be able to like pay attention to that.
Well, I talked to him for a while. But
he had a couple moles on his balls too. I noticed that.
Yeah,
you talked to him for a while.
Well, yeah, because when I was strumming I was strumming my ukulele. It was my ukulele metal video.
Is that what you meant to say?
It's a metaphor. Metaphor for my wee-wee.
Strumming my ukulele.
Let me finish the story. So I was strumming the ukulele, and he was strumming his penis as I was like strumming the ukulele. That might be the most embarrassing thing because I stayed and talked to him.
That's a pretty sick.
And how long did you sit there and strum with him?
Loaf of Beans wants to know, what was your favorite high school memory?
No, hold on. We weren't done with the other story.
A while. What's your most...
How did that end? Like, where did one of you finish, or...
Yeah, I finished. I skipped his ass. What do you mean, did one of you finish?
I got his number.
We do it once a week now. That is really odd, dude.
I expected nothing less.
No.
I knew it was going to be something penis related.
Yeah, everything dude does is penis related.
I've seen...
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've seen 3 clits on Omegle. I can count them because they're so rare.
Were they
anyway,
like
the guy that was jerking off that was my fan, I told him to go to Pornhub.
Oh.
And I was like, why jerk off on Omegle when you have multiple websites?
That's what I've always wanted to know.
It's so weird that people still do that on Omegle. Like, are there enough success stories on Omegle for people to be like, yeah, I probably get it. I'm getting that.
I think what's most fucked about that is the amount of underage people on Omegle and people still do that. Like, bro, what are you doing? They should be
YouTubers. If you're there for long enough, it sends you to a fucked website, I believe. Because I've had that happen to me, like, where you get banned or whatever.
When you get banned, you don't just get banned. They send you immediately over to the gay/porn section, and it's all wieners.
Been there a few times.
Yeah. Stayed there a few times.
The gay wiener section. It's like a weird grocery store. What the fuck?
The gay wiener aisle?
Yeah.
For no reason. I wasn't even jerking off. I didn't even get to have the fun of it.
Right. You're just like sitting there doing Omegle and it just put a cock in the face?
Yep.
Yeah.
Same with me. I'm just sitting there playing guitar and they're just like...
Yeah, okay. We all know it wasn't the same for you. It's fine, dude.
All right. Does anyone else have a topic? Anyone want to talk about?
I thought I had one, but I scrolled and I lost it.
Oh, yeah, viewers and listeners. How you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. All right, this is a fun one. What do you guys like and dislike most about each other?
Ooh. Your skin color.
All that load up for that.
Did that answer both or just one? Or
No.
Wait, yeah, which one was that? Do you like that or not like that?
Skin color.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty fucking white right now, bro. I look like you.
You are, I saw your hand just like not that long ago.
Yeah, I'm a fucking white. I'm a transformer.
Saw your hand not that
Do you get
long
like
ago.
Darker in the summertime?
I used to when I worked at the golf course because I was outside all day. I'd be like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of. You ever like cook a hot dog where just before it's about to burn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of
like really beet red.
No, not red. What the fuck hot dogs are you making? No, like brown. It's just like a woody brown, like almost a peanut butter.
Woody brown.
I'm sorry. Sounds like a old musician.
Sounds like a sheriff.
Woody brown, like an old country singer.
Yeah. God, shit.
Woody brown. Woody brown, and here's my band, the Brown Men.
Okay, maybe that's not the best.
Right, we should talk about the topic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well,
somebody
wants to start.
What was the topic again? Start? What do we like and dislike about each other?
We'll just go from top down in Discord. You start, Blarg.
I had to give for all of you. Okay.
Yeah.
McNasty, I hate you because you're a vegan.
Same. Same.
That's gonna be all of ours.
It's too easy. It's too fucking easy.
You know what? I hate that you sleep so goddamn much at horrible hours. How's that?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, there we go. That's the most annoying one.
What do you like most about me, though?
Ooh.
That's a long time.
That's a tough one. I'm
gonna need a rain check.
God.
Yeah, your
some
sense of humor.
Redeeming quality.
Your sense of humor. No, it is. It's good. I like that.
Okay, good. All right, sweet. Soup time or time for you to.
Soup time. That's
soup
like the meme.
Time.
The frog. All right. All right. Oh, wait. Oh, it's still me.
You gotta go with all of us. It's not just me. It's not a roast when you use the fucking podcast.
Sorry, Jimmy, I'll just say bad things about my nasty.
I'm so down with that.
I thought I was moving on to soup, not that I was supposed to talk about.
Also, chat, can you roast McNasty more for being a vegan? I noticed that there wasn't enough mean comments about him being a vegan. You guys are too accepting. Please.
Oh, they were. No, they were.
Do you understand?
They were all held for review. That was the problem. None of them made it through YouTube filter.
Did McNasty blacklist the word vegan? So
he did. He definitely did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, funny.
Oh, I hate Soup's 2007 vans that he's owned since then. That's why
I don't have those anymore. So you cannot hate that.
I feel like you have the same vans, but they're new.
Yeah.
No, they're slightly different.
They don't have a hole in them. They don't got a hole in the bottom.
Do you really have Chucka vans again?
Chucka vans.
What is that? What is Chucka vans?
Isn't that what those are called?
That sounds.
I don't fucking know. You're the van expert.
Yeah.
True.
I haven't worn those since high school.
Dude, what do you mean? Your whole Instagram was full of fucking vans.
Those are like the ugliest vans, though.
What? Yours?
What are you talking about?
The ones you wear. What are they called? Yeah, Chucka Lows.
I wear basic black vans. You're the one with some fucking racist. Gay pride rainbow vans.
Like these ones.
Like shit.
It's like these ones, right?
No. I mean, don't all vans look the fucking same?
No.
I have all
vans. Their own type of vans. They're called Chucka Lows.
Now you've done it.
All vans look the same.
No, all vans do not look the same.
Controversial.
Okay.
I don't know. Those just look like. I don't know. I've never liked this. Well, this
isn't,
like
this isn't a good topic.
No, okay, what's something you like to talk about van colors?
I like Soup's hair.
Thank you.
I don't.
It is pretty.
Wet for some reason.
Because I take showers, McNasty.
You should play a
shower all the time, every day, all the time.
I shower before I stream every time, and people are always like, "You have greasy hair."
Why don't you just like brush your hair or dry it?
I don't like to blow dry my hair.
Why is it
makes
poofy?
It frizzy and dry.
No, it actually doesn't get poofy. It does the opposite. I don't like it.
It gets it'll super damage your hair because heat.
Why don't you dry it with a towel?
You should straighten your hair.
I do dry it with a towel, but it doesn't get it fully dry, you know?
That's the only nice thing about having 7 hairs on my whole head is like I shower and it's dry in 5 minutes.
Yeah, my hair would stay wet like all day if I wanted it to.
People, like my girlfriend's hair, she'll shower at like 5 a.m. before work. She'll come over at like fucking 8 p.m. and it'll still be soaking wet on the bottom. Like,
yep, how the that's how my hair will do.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. It'll stay wet. Everyone thinks that my hair's greasy, but normally I just wash
it
before.
If somebody blows air in a general direction towards my head, my hair's dry. Like, it's done. It takes like 3 minutes. It's fucking...
Do you cut your hair, Soup, or have you just let it been growing since you decided to start growing?
No, I got a haircut not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
You did? You just cut like the ends.
When was the last time you had short hair?
Probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, that's not as long as I was expecting.
Hey, his old videos where he has short hair.
And his fucking your YouTube banner. You got
all right, I want to clear something up right now. Okay. I did not have fucking Bieber hair. All right?
Yeah, you did.
I had I had Drake Bell hair. All right? Drake
it's
Bell had
thing.
That. It's Drake Bell had that haircut before fucking Bieber was a sperm in his daddy's sack.
Diddy's.
You guys remember Cut for
Diddy's.
Bieber when he cut his hair?
Fuck Justin Bieber. That was a Drake Bell haircut. Suck my dick, Justin Bieber.
That's not any better.
Yes, it is. Drake Bell's a fucking...
beats women.
Drake Bell...
Exactly.
Wait, he abuses women?
What a fucking
wait,
beast.
Whoa. Does he really?
What a beast.
Are you going to ruin Drake and Josh for me?
There's like some story about Drake Bell like...
Well, you guys know McNasty. Women. He says things and they end up not being true like fucking
well,
70%
fucking
of the time.
Twitter, so...
Like, oh, yeah, it was on Twitter, so it must be true if it's on Twitter.
People can't lie on the internet. That's not possible.
No. Everything on the internet is
100%
true.
It wasn't like posting about it. It was like a fucking story on Twitter.
A story on Twitter?
Are we going to go back to roasting each other and then sing something nice?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that?
Well,
dude, you're good at guitar. I don't like your butthole because it's always on the microphone.
That's never going to change.
Okay. I'll accept it. All right, I'm done.
I can live with that.
If that's the only downside, I can accept it.
Okay.
All right, like Blarg, I don't like that you get mad when I say the N-word.
Well, that's a pretty... That makes me look pretty good. That's why I'd argue that's a redeeming quality.
I don't like
quality,
that you have morals and you're a decent person.
Yeah.
I don't like... Actually, I'll change. I don't like how busy you are. You're very busy. You're like the busiest of all of us.
I'm sorry. I have
again,
aspirations.
Again, more positive things.
Yeah. Can you say a bad one? You're making me look great here.
I thought you said something actually bad about him.
Okay, come on. Our comment section has a lot. Surely you can think of one.
Yeah, our comment could roast all of us better than we can roast each other.
Like, Blarg is unfunny. I don't think that. I think you're fucking hilarious.
Well, no, everybody says one of us is unfunny at some point. Yeah. Just go on iFunny. Apparently we're all retarded, according to the people on iFunny.
iFunny hates us.
Yeah.
Really? I thought they liked us.
TikTok likes us.
I always like the comments of, I fucking hate these guys. They just fake their laughters and jokes. What the hell are you
it on so thick. Oh.
How do you fake a joke? I don't understand that. It's like, okay, guys, I'm going to say this. You guys should laugh, all right? Okay, go. And they're like,
well,
there
are probably YouTubers that do
there
that.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are. Yeah,
I think people get mad because they see us having fun.
Yeah.
And we're just having fun.
Fuck
those guys for having fun.
They don't
want
to kill themselves at work. Something's wrong.
Well, sometimes.
That's too real.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself, Blarg.
All right. Come on, McNasty. You got this.
You got this, big guy.
Are you still on Blarg?
Yes, he hasn't gotten one thing.
Think of something actually bad.
Two things that I hate. It's not like I don't hate it.
But those were both like positive things. Like he has a wife and he's not a horrible person. So make him cry. Wow.
Come on, bro.
And yet again, another compliment for Blarg. You can't even think of it.
Extremely low standards for clips and videos.
Okay, that's fair.
He hates your font. I'll do it for him. He hates your font.
Oh, that's fine. I took that font from John, and I just don't care enough to change it.
From when 5,000 fonts that he's used in his career.
Yeah, when I worked for John, for like 2 months, whatever, before he went back for holidays. I think it was like 2017 or something. He's like, "Yeah, we use this font," and I said, "Okay, I'm using that font in my videos now," and I just don't give enough of a fuck to change it. I just don't give a fuck. I've never heard anybody be like, "This font not good." So,
as long as it's not like
my viewers can't read. So it's just
as long as it's not something that's like resembling Comic Sans, people usually don't complain about it. Yeah. But if you put Comic Sans in a video, whoo, man,
you're done.
Who knows about that one?
I did that one time, and people still talk about it.
I did it like a really old PUBG video, and people were like,
"It's like
what the fuck
like,
is this font?
They want to like hang me in the town square for using Comic Sans." Unreal.
I use it. My viewers don't care.
Well,
but kind of like Blarg's, I don't think they know how to read.
Yeah, I don't think they can read. They just
squiggly colored snakes on the screen.
I mean, some of them spend time fucking jerking off on Omegle. Yeah, they think it's Arabic.
Yeah. It's just so speaking Arabic again.
Oh, Christ. All right, now you got to think of
One thing I do like about you is that you keep me in check sometimes, which is good.
I do. I like babysitting.
Yeah, but when I do it, I'm an asshole.
You're like the one. It's the way you do it. That's what makes you the asshole.
What, like a man? Sorry, Blarg, I'm not Canadian.
Like, Blarg is just like, hey,
and
you
apologize.
Need to, you need to do it this way. It would be beneficial to do it this way. You're like, you're fucking a complete idiot and worthless because you don't do it this way.
And you know what? It makes you a stronger man.
No, it doesn't
pussy.
Because I don't listen.
You're
stop
a fucking
crying.
Pussy.
Stop crying.
Is what you are, pussy. Man the fuck up.
Grow
and get places on time.
It is actually so funny because like the last time McNasty slept through it, I was like, can you just make sure you set an alarm the day before? I think, you know, I just want to stick to it. And Soup says, you're a worthless piece of shit.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Good. I wanted to hurt your feelings. Be on time, bitch.
Says the guy who was 30 minutes late today cooking a whole
hay. It wasn't because I was sleeping, though. There's a difference.
Oh, you were making food. That's much better.
Because you were following.
I didn't think cooking would take as long as it did.
All right.
All right. I feel like I have too much to hate on Soup. That's a problem. Not enough for Blarg. Too much for you.
Lay it on me, you lazy piece of shit.
I hate that you put wet tobacco in your mouth.
It's not wet. It's dry. It's
fucking
nasty. Well,
when you put it in
it
your mouth, it's wet.
Okay,
I hate that you put wet food in your mouth.
Hold on. you get your turn later. You get your turn later. It's my turn now, pussy.
Just scratching your beard.
Yeah. Oh, she's your beard. I actually just like trimmed my beard yesterday. It's nice and short.
Okay, so what do you love about me? Come on, baby, give it to me.
This is such an awkward fucking topic. This is so bad.
I hate your pool.
Okay, Soup hates his own pool.
You're supposed to say one thing you hate and one thing you love.
I hate your fucking bands, too. I'm going with Barg on that one. Right. He said your hat smells like shit all the time.
I have different,
a stinky hat.
I have more than one hat, so.
How do you even hate
a desk? Get a desk.
You sound like you're just yelling at a person on welfare right now.
I hate that when you go away from your desk, I hear this.
And also,
I like this topic now.
Let's just do it all things we hate about each other. That's much better.
I do like your truck, though.
Everything about Supus is material possessions.
Yeah, nothing
about him himself.
Because McNasty is a bougie little bitch. We all know bougie.
What does bougie mean?
Oh my god!
Really? Oh my god!
Bougie.
You are bougie.
I'm like a baby talking. Bougie.
The fact that I'm a redneck and know what bougie means, and McNasty doesn't.
Yeah, McNasty's from California. Lives in the valley. That's literally bougie TM. That's the Bougieville.
What do I hate about Dew? Huh, I don't know if I have anything I hate
about. Oh, here we go. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as he had his... Yeah. Oh, you can't say that anymore.
Oh.
This is
Remove that from your vocabulary.
Okay.
What do I hate about Dew? Actually, there's a couple things I hate about you.
All right, great.
I hate your setup. I hate room. Your room.
I knew that was coming.
Very annoying. Very annoying room.
Really? Is my room annoying to you?
Annoying. Yeah.
I wake up and I'm pissed off about Dew's bedroom.
Like it ruins your day that I have a small room.
It does. Yeah.
All right. That's fair. I rest my headphones on a paper plate.
I hate your fucking
plate.
Noise gate too. That's another thing I hate.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like the audio issues have been a major issue with your like career.
Just in general.
I like that you have taught me a lot of things on the guitar. I feel like after I met you is when I took a big leap in like guitar knowledge.
That's
probably like the best thing.
That's like my crowning achievement in my life.
But I also
teaching baby McNasty.
The one thing I hate about that is that I feel like I had to teach you a lot of shit about like gear and stuff that you didn't know.
It was like a mutual thing, honestly.
It's a mutual thing.
Like
that
I helped
good.
You with like theory and technique, and you helped me with like gear and just knowledge of the. Way guitars are made and
technical stuff.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, people are always surprised about how little I know about different types of guitars because I played a Squire for my whole life. I just didn't know. I just didn't experiment. So, yeah,
professional
definitely.
Squire player for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I think that
also,
was I think
like
that was
your
it.
Calves. Nice calves.
Does have nice calves?
I do hear that a lot.
Dude's got nice delts.
Delts?
I don't even know what a delt is. Delta Airlines.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has a nice airplane.
God, I wish.
That's what I was complimenting. All right. Who's next?
Anyway,
no. Soup's next.
Soup's next.
I said who's next, not Dew's next.
Oh, he said Dew's next.
You definitely said Dew's next.
No, I said who's next.
Who's in? Who do I start with? Blarg.
Than me
sure. I fucking hate that you're Canadian. Like, goddamn. If there's one thing I could change about you, it would be that you're not Canadian.
Hold on.
If I was born
10 minutes
anywhere
and 10 minutes to the north,
anywhere besides
you would like
Canada.
Me better?
Yes. Goddamn.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. So if I ever have a chance to come back as a sperm, I'll be sure it's 10 minutes to the north of me.
Thank you, God,
reincarnate as anything other than Canadian.
Yeah, I'll just be from Detroit, and then you'll have to deal with a Michigan accent.
That's not so bad. You'll just sound like me.
Worse.
A little bit worse. A little bit more Canadian.
As long as you're not born in Canada, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
I like that you're interested in vehicles, and that you are pursuing something outside of sitting behind your desk.
Wow. Thank you, Soup.
Stoop.
Stoop.
Did I say, dude, am I having a stroke? I thought I said who in soup. Okay.
Hoop.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, soup.
Yeah. Other than being Canadian, you're all right.
I'll do Europe. What I can. I'll do what I can to work on that.
Yeah,
don't remind him of that.
As far as your ethnicity goes, you just have nothing going for you. Like, it's just the literal bottom of the barrel. I don't think you could have asked God for a worse combination, but other than that.
Holy shit.
You are offending 0.2% of the world's population right now, I'll have you know. Us Canadian Arabs gonna rise up, bro.
McNasty.
Oh, God.
I don't know where to start.
How long we've been recording? You've got 20 minutes to camp on this.
Jesus.
Take your time.
I'll start with something I like, because I feel like that would be harder to find.
Well, a much shorter list, so.
I like that you are interested in guitar and good music.
He does have good music taste.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, surprisingly.
It's very, like, there's a lot of variety to it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he dips into all of our music tastes.
Like, he likes country, cool. Yeah. EDM, metal, classic rock.
Yeah, well-rounded. He's got good music taste.
Yeah, he's well-rounded. I can agree with that.
Okay. I like your sense of humor. You got a good sense of humor. Yeah.
We wouldn't get along at all.
I hate the way you use social media. I hate that you fucking sleep all day.
Here, here.
Yeah. I'll just end there.
Oh, that was it? Oh, okay, you were just...
I'm just gonna...
What about the way I use social media? I'm curious about what you mean by that.
Dude, your Instagram fucking sucks, alright? It's just fucking dog shit.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I don't show my face.
I hate that you tweet at women from your Twitter. It annoys me. I hate seeing it. I hate knowing when McNasty's horny. Yeah. Like, I don't like knowing that.
But it's literally just for like one person now, so it's like...
Ever since
I don't want to know. I don't want to know when you're jerking off. I just feel like
I can't like comment on one of her pictures that would be me being horny.
All of them.
Yes.
Well, most of the time that's not the case.
Stop the horny.
Every single post.
No.
All of them.
Okay. Well. But yeah, I don't like your Instagram either. It annoys me.
Well, there's not much
I can do with Instagram.
Yeah, same. I don't mind his Instagram, to be fair.
I didn't like it as much when you were posting just like pants and fucking shoe pics. I was like, dude, come on. Please. The dog pictures are fine though. You can do that all you want.
Yeah.
Doge is acceptable.
I've kind of upgraded to like outfit pictures now. It's
better than just shoe
pictures. No, full fit goes hard. Full fit's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
What about the forehead pics?
Those are gay.
Those make me feel uncomfortable.
Hair reminds me of Handsome Squidward.
Because I've seen what you look like, and the forehead picture just did not.
It doesn't translate at all.
Well, the picture that you guys have seen of me, like, I'm sure you're thinking of the one where I'm wearing like the Hawaiian shirt and like the red hat.
No, McNasty, the one I think of is when you plugged in your fucking face cam.
Oh, yeah.
You sent me those. Like, and combined with your hair pictures, I'm like,
my hair is hardly ever like that. Like, it's too much of an annoyance to get my hair.
I was like, when the fuck did McNasty, I thought you dyed your hair.
Oh, in that one picture where I took where it's like my profile picture on Twitter, that, it's just because I'm like, directly under a light.
Yeah,
and it just makes my hair look a lot brighter. My hair's not as dark as it has been in like pictures before. Like, I remember there was one picture I posted where my hair just looked messy, and I just like for some reason saturated the hell out of it, so it just came out really dark. But it was not that dark. It's like a mixture between, it's just like the blonde in that picture, but just darker.
Okay. Also, just can't picture.
I was just confused because when I seen that, I was like, is that even head?
It was just the lighting. Yeah, a lot of people thought it was. They thought it was Kryos. Like, he got added so much in that picture on Instagram. I was like, why?
Oh.
It's 'cause
you both like have his hair, but shorter. Dude, that's like when I started wearing boots. Oh, my God. Are you fucking cryos, bro? It's like, John is the only person to ever do anything.
Dude, when you have long hair, you're suddenly everybody else that's ever had long hair in history. Mm-hmm. It's just,
well, the thing is, like, nobody can have
a common interest at all.
Nah.
That's the thing, too. Person. The thing is funny about that. So, like, the reason that happens is a lot of our followers are similar. And then they see that you do something after the first person that did it, and they think that you're just copying. It's not like there's inspiration or anything. Like, you can't just be inspired by what your friends wear. You know, that's usually what tend to happen. You grow with friends, and your friends show you cool things to wear. And you
the whole gang on that.
Why do you think kids become emo? Nobody just chooses to become emo on their own volition. It's because they hang around people, and they're like, okay, I dig this style. I dig this music. I'm just going to start dressing all black.
I dig in my butt.
With rainbow studded
dots. I thought of something else. I thought of something else from McNasty that I don't like.
What?
Your fucking eyebrows. What are they doing? Why are they so goddamn surprised? Huh?
What?
Explain that. Your eyebrows. They look so surprised all the time.
What?
Hold on.
I'm look confused. Okay,
can
as
I,
well.
Can they I post, probably look can surprised your, right now.
Can I put your face in cancer?
Sure. Just delete it.
I will.
Like, in 10 seconds.
Look at his eyebrows! What are they doing?
Oh, I'm making my eyebrows do that. That's not just how they are.
Hold on.
Where's it looks like one of his e-girls posted a new pic in that.
Look at him! Why are they up there?
I'm making a face.
I don't like him.
I'm making a face.
Well, stop making that face, because I fucking hate your eyebrows.
Do I have to do now?
My eyebrows are just, they're just normal. They're just like straight.
Yes, you have to
do me. I fucking hate. What do I hate about you?
Oh, man. I thought you had one lined up already.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I actually don't.
You went in there with a lot of passion.
I feel like dude's got a good not head on his shoulders.
I know what I hate about Soup now.
I figured one out.
No, actually, I don't know what I hate about you.
Dude is too neutral to not, like, there's nothing. It's hard to find something you hate about you because you're just so neutral about everything. Yeah. You don't just, do
I
a
don't
lot.
Do a lot.
You're just a background character.
You know what I hate about you, dude? I hate how much of a fucking pussy you are. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
You're so neutral.
In what way?
And just, you just have too much common sense. You're just a big fucking pussy.
All right. That's.
I want you to piss someone off.
That's not so bad. I'll take that.
I want to throw on, I hate how unwilling you are to spend money on things that need to be spent.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, that's retweet.
Cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Get a new fucking chair, for the love of God.
It's comfortable. Screw you.
I'm changing that to mine. I hate your fucking chair.
Can we use our monthly podcast earnings to buy Dua Herman Miller?
Can we start like a GoFundMe?
No.
So, like, so he'll be obligated.
I don't think we
chair.
Need GoFundMe for a millionaire to get a new chair.
No, we need that so he'll feel guilty if he doesn't, and his fans can scream at him.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going to give it to my brother and just keep sitting on this. So,
why?
Dude,
what?
Buy
no.
your brother a fucking chair and yourself.
Just buy everybody in the house a fucking chair at this point.
I will buy a chair. It just has to have removable arms. That's all. That's the only
don't
thing.
Buy
it's really not that big of a
removable arms.
If it doesn't have removable arms, cut them off. They're plastic.
All right.
Oh, because when you play guitar, it needs to not have that.
There can never
arm
have
hitting.
Arms. It can,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I have, the arms go up. You can get those.
Can you lower them like down to like almost seat level?
They literally just go completely up and flush with the back of the chair.
Oh, that's what you mean. They like fold up like an airplane seat?
It's like an airplane seat, yeah.
Oh.
Or like a movie theater seat.
That
they just go up and down.
Would be perfect, actually. Link me your chair. Yeah.
Poggers.
Well, that was easy. I'll
ladies
buy it today.
Gentlemen, we did it.
Yeah.
We won the podcast.
I'll literally buy it after this podcast.
Do
thank
has a chair.
God.
All right, now
you have to post a picture as proof, too.
Okay.
You're not getting out of this one, bitch. Yeah.
Buy a house, too, and then post a picture of that once you get it.
Okay. Yeah, dox yourself. Right. Do I love how good you are at guitar, and your videos are very entertaining.
Yeah, that's the one thing I didn't even think about that either. You put a lot of fucking effort in your videos, and I commend you for that.
Yeah,
I am just I'm like subtitles, it. Couple of fucking PNGs here and there.
I wish you would take my fucking ideas though, because I have a lot of ideas for Do fans that they would
that
like.
You guys would like, yeah. But
a lot
of good ideas. My perfectionist ass, overthinking, retarded brain won't let me do some of them.
See,
that's how I used to be, so I understand
Dude
where
needs
you're
a little
from
bit of retard in his channel, and I'm willing to offer my services.
You're the opposite. You are literally full retard.
That's why you need a second channel, because like,
yeah,
you can just post. Do whatever the fuck you want on that second channel. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
And you can just like randomly post like music shit for no reason, just like shredding over an 80s DMCA. Ballad in D minor.
If I could
just random shit.
Yeah, if I could say about myself is that I overthink way too much. Like way too much. Just about clips and decisions and stuff like that.
I used to be like that.
I feel
that
like that's normal.
I used to be like that until I experienced viewers like equally liking or if not more the videos where I wasn't putting in as much effort.
Yeah.
Like back when I used to edit like Tuxbird where it was just like every other second was some kind of like meme song meme or something.
Clip, yeah.
And then like I posted a video, it was just like all subtitles and then it ended up getting 14 million views. It was the girl video. It was like the first video I did that. Then I was
really?
Yeah, I was like right before that was a video that was like a Tuxbird video. And then
I did that too. And then when Fitz blew up, I was like, man, people don't give a fuck about all that. They just
they don't. As long as the content. Jokes and the comedy are funny, like subtitles is like the minimal thing you need to do.
Yeah.
Like if you try to upload without subtitles, it's like, some people don't really want to watch it.
Yeah. It depends.
Not necessarily though.
Yeah, it's well,
that's why I said some people, not everybody. Yeah. I would much rather watch a video with subtitles than without.
I just don't watch gaming videos, so I don't even know what's like cool right now. I don't know the last time I like sat down and like watched a gaming creator. That's not like one of my friends.
Yeah, same.
Like once I started making gaming videos, I just stopped. Really? That's so odd. Yeah. Like once I started making them, I was just like done.
Yeah.
Just,
like, I never watched gaming like the genre of gaming that we play, though. I'll always watch, like,
different. Yeah. Like, I'm not watching, like, other people play Siege.
Yeah.
I'm just watching, like, Let's Plays sometimes and, like,
Markiplier.
You know, sometimes Minecraft stuff.
That's fair.
I watch a lot of streamers. Like, I like watching, speedrunners.
I do like watching
Like, I watch a bunch of, like, speedrunning stuff.
Dude, I've been loving watching people speedrun Minecraft. It's really fun to see people trying to do that. I
have no idea what's going on. I've been watching Droid and Tuxie have been doing it, and I have no clue what's happening. Like, something will explode or some shit, and they'll scream, and I'm like, yeah.
There's, like, the thing that's so tough about it is that there's so many variables that have to be perfect in order to have a good speed run.
Yeah, isn't there a lot of RNG to it?
What category do you watch? Do you watch, like, the set seed or whatever it's called, or do you watch...
No. It's literally just, like, people just making new worlds. And hoping to get like
so the random world or whatever.
I feel like that would
I don't really like the set seed though, because you could totally just grab a seed from somebody and just like.
Well, yeah, that's know what exactly it is. It's where like, to go. It's like the perfect seed, I think, is what it's set on. Because I watched like a Minecraft speed run like commentary where they talk about how it all like happened, like kind of like the history of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, they have like a set seed one where. I think the world is like pretty much perfect for getting to the ender or whatever as fast as possible.
Yeah, it's pretty. You play it a lot differently than you would play normal Minecraft. Because, like, you know, when we played Minecraft together, we were like trying to build a house, have a lot of storage.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Searching
any
for diamonds and stuff. You literally just like the first thing you want to do is find a village and then immediately find a lava pool so that you can get in the nether. And then it's just like you just kind of deal with iron. And then you kill the dragon with beds.
Yeah, yeah. You set beds down to blow up on the dragon. It's so cool.
So if you're in the end and you put a bed on the ground and you click on it, it explodes and you die. But there's a way to use that to kill the dragon.
You just
because like the dragon has two different phases where he's just flying around, and then he's using like the things above to heal himself, and then he comes down to like melee level and he floats above this thing. Well, the way they do it is they jump and put a bed on the top. And then like they like crouch behind the thing and then right click on the bed and then it explodes and then damages the thing. And if you're good enough and you have like enough beds, you could just do that all in one cycle and just kill them like right away. But it's hard. It's hard to get that like rhythm of just going up because you have to get the bed on the thing before he comes down. Because if he's all the way down, then you can't put the bed on the. That's just like I don't know. It's really confusing, but
interesting. Yeah, I didn't know there was that much to Minecraft speedruns. I kind of thought they were
It's all speedruns. It's not just Minecraft.
Right now in shit for faking speedruns or something?
I think so. I remember seeing something on Twitter about that, but I've honestly been trying to mute every like topic about Minecraft YouTubers because it's just fucking annoying and I don't give a shit.
Boo-boo AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I just realized Dude didn't go yet.
Oh.
We moved off conversation. And I have one last conversation after if we have time.
Okay. Yeah, we got like 10, 15 minutes. Okay. Blarg, I hate the way you say words.
Okay, war.
Which is ultimately what, dude?
About and loony and too. I hate that.
What does that come down to, though? Why does he do it like that?
Because he's a Canadian!
Exactly.
All right, wear face.
That's just how
you're pretty. Yeah, you're pretty bad too. You don't really have room to
talk.
Well,
that's just because I'm from Missouri, and Missouri's in the United States, so you're on my side. So,
okay,
fair enough.
I have healthcare.
I mean, 50% taxes. So the thing I don't like about you is probably that, and then the thing I like.
I was gonna say, wait, that was what you liked about me? You hate my voice. I love that I hate your voice.
I'm sorry, I had a stroke, like a horrible ADD moment.
Stroke the monkey, the goldfish.
What do I like about you?
All right.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's tough.
I know. It's like, I think you have a good taste in music. I think. Your vocals that you did on Twitter, your screaming was very impressive, and I actually wouldn't mind taking a little lesson from you on that, because I want to learn how to do that too. So if you want to teach me how to,
you should. It's
use
fun.
My diaphragm. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, teach me too, because I just fucking scream in my music.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hilarious
whenever I hear one of your when your unmastered song. When it's mastered, it doesn't sound bad, but like hearing an unmastered song, it just sounds. Well, sounds like you're screaming inside of
it. It honestly doesn't make much of a difference.
I absolutely love the sound that it makes, because it's very like it's if you just let go of all technique, it sounds like you get a lot of passion, like grit to it, and it sounds fucking awesome.
Which
it's just,
I do
there's
use
no
a
longevity
little
to it.
Bit of technique. I don't. It's not just fully like me screaming from my throat. I mean, I know how to kind of level it out.
At least
it's
extent.
Mostly from my throat.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fantastic. Like, I know a lot of bands, like, when they're actually in the studio, they completely ignore all technique and just do it from the throat and then just take, like, a month off of, talking and singing after. Because it, like, if you use it correctly, even with no technique, like, it sounds really, really good. Like, it sounds a lot more, like, raw and just, like, gritty. And it's just, like, a different sound.
It adds that aggression to it.
Yeah, but you can if you, like, tried to do, like, if you toured as your vocals are now without like learning proper technique, you would be fucked.
Yeah,
like, you would
even after doing a session, it's like ugh.
Yeah,
definitely feel it. I had to drink Throat Coat. Do you might be interested in this?
Oh,
I had to drink Throat Coat, like the tea that numbs your throat.
Ooh, what?
Singer's Saving Grace. It's a spray that I used to use. Is very, very good too.
Yeah, I had to drink like tea and shit, tea and coffee and water.
Yeah, anytime.
And beer, a lot of beer. Yeah, beer, baby.
Anytime
beer.
I've ever
don't
tried
drink
to
cold water. There's cold fun water? Fact.
Why?
If you're gonna
yeah,
practice,
room temperature.
If you're gonna practice any sort of harsh, like even like just like fry screams or raspy vocals, you do not want any cold water because it tightens your throat.
Oh,
and
that
just,
makes sense.
It'll fuck you right up. Like I used to drink ice water before we used to practice.
That is not
and
good.
And it yikes. Hurt every time after. And then I started just drinking like warm room temperature or even slightly boiled water. And it felt so much better after.
Oh, I have a little shameless plug too, since we're talking about this.
Oh yeah.
My band Slackjaw has an album coming out on the 20th.
Oh, in 4 days.
It's actually already probably out by the time you're. Yeah, look up Slackjaw.
Congratulations, dude. Hey,
yeah,
fuck
you.
I'm excited to hear it.
Why don't you release your EDM music, bitch?
Just released.
Why don't you make yourself
like
a new outro?
No, bro job made me outro.
I know, bro job. All right, dude, you
yeah,
can
I love your outro. I should have said that I love that about you. Your outro is dope.
Yeah, I didn't
it's
even
so
make.
Funny.
Yeah.
Another thing I like about Blarg, I like I like how ambitious of a person you are. I'm going to get real wholesome for a minute, because the other day you tweeted something that I resonated with a lot, where you said that you felt like you didn't have enough time to like allocate to all your ambitions in life,
to everything.
Yeah, and I really felt that, because I was thinking the other day how I wish I had more time to make like legit music, but like the YouTube video grind never stops, so you don't really have, I could crank out some shitty music, if I wanted to, but like to make it really good, it takes a lot of time. And so
you need to like dedicate significant amount of time to that. Yeah, I never understood how people are, like, always fucking bored. There's so much cool shit to go try. Like, I get if you don't have the energy to do certain things, but, like, if people, like, wake up and don't have anything to do that day, and they're just like, I'm fucking bored. Like, dude, there's
boredom.
So much cool shit to do.
COVID
boredom,
has made it a lot more boring.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
boredom
COVID's
boredom
different.
Sets into the boring mind.
Whoa.
What?
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Whoa, so Gandhi. Cool.
What is that? What is that?
Gandhi on the podcast.
Gandhi liked kids and was very racist.
I don't think that was Gandhi.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, dude. Yeah.
Continue. But yeah, no. That's it for Blurk. McNasty.
Yes, baby girl.
I feel like we're in like a therapy session.
I feel like I'm the least liked in this group.
I feel like we're in like a therapy session, and everyone just we're just monetizing therapy right now.
But I bet people are eating this.
I feel a lot better about myself.
I feel pretty good about myself after this. No,
I don't.
Well, McNasty, the obvious one would be you're very loud, and you say things that you shouldn't when we... Okay, this is probably my number one. You say things that you shouldn't when we do sponsored videos. That's my number one thing.
You're like the little bad fucking kid that we have to like. You're like our bad son. Like a little delinquent son.
You know what McNasty's like? It's like that one kid in the class that was quiet when the regular teacher was there, but then you have a substitute, and this kid just the worst fucking person ever. That's McNasty, but when it's sponsored, videos, it's just like hard R.
You guys think McNasty's offensive? Try recording a sponsored video with him.
Try doing actual work.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
So that's probably the number one.
I think
thing.
We can all agree on that one.
You know, I like that you don't shield your emotions, though, McNasty. It's like if you fucking hate being somewhere. Yeah. You do not pretend to like it.
You're a real person.
You're like, fuck this shit, and I'm gonna let everyone know that I fucking hate it, and I respect that.
Yeah, you are very real.
I don't like hiding my feelings at all.
Yeah, I do appreciate that about you. You got a good taste in music. I like your sense of humor. You're loud.
I don't know if that's a positive.
I'm going back to negatives.
It just keep getting dragged back in.
Is there something you like about me that nobody else said?
Nah.
Already?
No, I could think of one.
You shouldn't have said that. Now you gotta deliver.
I can think of at least one.
We'll come back to McNasty in the end.
Oh, no.
Well, I think you're really good at guitar. You're definitely above the average player, you know? I think you're pretty good.
Thanks.
What?
I'm above average.
No, I said you're definitely above the average player, you know? You're better than most people that I hear play guitar. That's a compliment.
Yeah, wait.
Thank you.
You're good, and you practice a lot, from what it sounds like. So, just stop playing Eruption all the time. Branch out.
That's like my...
Anytime we're jamming, he always does A minor pentatonics. Stop!
Dude, Halo's like my main guitar
influence. You know when the whammy bar dies, you're like,
here comes
the
A minor pentatonics.
EVH is like my main fucking inspiration, so obviously I'm going to derive a lot of the way he plays.
I mean, that's
what every guitarist is.
I mean, I play like, you know, Michelangelo Badio style sometimes because, you know.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is when you start playing that kind of stuff, it sounds different to me. Because I know I don't have any inspiration from him. I never really liked the kind that the shreddy, unemotional shit that he plays.
Well, he's kind of the reason I started doing shred guitar.
Yeah,
I kind of I'm like over him, but I like guitar playing that has more feel in it for sure over that style. Some of his playing is still
that's
is
when you start playing like that to literally just like scaling up or down or something like crazy.
Right. It gets old pretty quick. So yeah, Sniping Soup.
Oh god. Just call me Soup, please.
Sniping Liquid Metal Soup. Full name.
not my middle name, come on.
I hate your sleep schedule. Like, who gets up at 5 in the morning? Who does that?
Yeah, I see you guys message at 6 a.m. when I get up to piss, and I'm like, why are they all awake?
Yeah, McNasty and I haven't
gone to bed. Because we were up all night, and he's just waking up.
I feel so left out when you guys are messaging at 6:30, and I'm getting up to fucking put pee in the toilet, and the whole gang's
boy.
You guys want to play something? I'm just like, what?
I do 6:30. Hate that. Not like, it's not necessarily you waking up early in the morning.
I'm a country boy.
If we ever need to do anything that's somewhat late, you're just completely
dead. Right, and let's define what somewhat late is, 9 p.m. So,
bull fucking shit. I streamed Jackbox with you guys, and it was 10.
Oh, wow.
I guess.
Going wild.
Grandpa's off of Flintstone.
It's not a wagon.
Off 2 bowls of oatmeal. He's ready to fuck.
Yeah, I accidentally took an extra vitamin that morning.
Dude, I don't know what it is about me, though. I can go to bed at 4 a.m., and you can ask anyone like that knows me personally, and I'll still wake up at like 7 or 8. I don't know what the fuck is
internal
wrong with me.
Alarm clock.
I can't give you too much shit because I used to do literally the exact same thing up until like, I don't know, probably when I was like 15 or 16, it went away. But yeah, I was like literally the same way. Like at sleepovers, we'd go to bed at like 3 a.m. and I'd be up in like 3 hours just not able to sleep again.
I was blackout drunk on my friend's 21st birthday, like 2 or 3 years ago, and I still woke up and got everyone Chick-fil-A breakfast. And it was until like, we drank until like 6 in the morning.
God, that is...
So I was probably drunk and...
I was probably drunk on accident.
But you still stand up.
Well, I'm still drunk, heroin, up at
8 a.m. to do some heroin. So. No, but I don't know what it is. I just cannot wake up late. Something about me.
It's fair.
All right, what do you like about soup?
What do I like about you? That makes it easier.
That wasn't me. Surprisingly enough.
That makes it easier.
I like your wit. You, a lot of times, are the first person to a joke, and you're very quick on your feet. I like your wit.
He is immediate.
Yeah.
It's like, you know why? we won't even be done with a line, and he'll already be into a joke.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty fucking impressive.
It's because I have a good sleep schedule.
He's awake. He's ready to go.
Yeah, you're pretty woke, I guess.
Me and Smitty actually talked about how Soup does that, because like, we were going over footage that Soup was in. And, like, I wasn't even done a sentence yet, and you were already ready with a fucking joke, like, instantly. It was actually fucked. Like, looking back
on it. I just say the first thing that comes to my mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I can be like that sometimes if I'm not in, like, a bad mood that day.
Like, if you're on your shit, you're pretty goddamn quick, too, but...
Yeah, if I'm, like, energetic that day, I'm pretty quick with it. But
back when you used to drink Monster Energy 24/7.
Yeah.
Honestly, bring back the Monster Energy beef stick McNasty.
Lately we've been playing Siege. I've been cracking a Monster open and drinking it.
That was peak McNasty.
It gets me going.
Is that vegan?
Yes.
No, okay. There's animal most, blood.
Sure. Most drinks other than milk are vegan.
What about milk?
Oh no.
Not milk, right. But milk. Yes, definitely milk.
Okay.
Glad we got that sorted. All right, was that it? Is everybody's therapy session over?
Anybody else want to say anything
this
good
went
about
on
me?
For like 40
minutes.
This
was like the whole podcast.
I have one last topic if you guys want to do it. If not, I can save
let's
it for next
it.
Week.
Let's do it.
You want to do
let's
it?
Let's do it next time. Let's do it next
no,
time.
No, let's do it now. People
want
to hear
like
it.
A minute and 3 seconds. Or a minute. An hour and 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, guys, over an hour. Minute. Yeah.
God forbid. Let's do it.
All right,
we can throw another mid-roll.
Fuck it. Long podcast.
Okay. Do you guys have any, like, weird habits or like certain things that you have to do like to get ready for bed or certain things you do right away when you wake up, like just weird like traditions?
Jerk off for both times of the day.
You jerk off twice a day?
Sometimes three times a day.
What the fuck?
That's less than you told me before.
Oh, sometimes
you,
it's
you
like
told me you do
times.
Like
that's wild.
How
dude, if you were
still
circumcised before, you would be after that. Yeah, you would just pull
you must
that
have
little
the testosterone
right
of a fucking bull.
Yeah, what the yes. fuck?
It's all the fucking veggies I eat.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's,
end
yep,
this
that's
podcast.
What it is.
You ate.
Also, when you guys bring it up, it's like, ha ha ha, funny. When I say anything like positive about it,
because you're
it's
pretentious
like,
no,
fuck
vegan. Fuck.
Fuck you, vegan.
Oh.
I have a weird habit. I've always twirled my hair. Even before I had long hair, I don't know what it is, but I always play with my hair.
Feminine.
I don't know why I do it. Yeah, I'm a little gay when I do that, but
that's okay.
No. I
do
twirl
my
hair.
Do you like to like sit on your bed with like your feet up in the air? And
are you the little spoon?
You know, hang
as
out
well?
On the phone like that too?
I don't want to answer that question.
I feel like I always have to be like fidgeting with something. Like right now, I have a phone case and it has the camera hole and I'm just spinning it in my
oh, I'm twirling my hair right now.
I have the
yeah, I have fidgeting issues.
I have the skin of my nutsack pinched between my thumb and first finger right now.
Is that a fidget thing or is it just
itch?
Like
a masochist?
Is that a weird habit?
Yes.
I just love the pain.
I just love pain 24/7.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
I have my balls in a C-clamp. Present.
We're in a
chastity belt hanging from
right
my balls
now.
In the ceiling and talking to my mic upside down.
I'm tied up.
Spider-Man.
I have hot wax dripping on me as we're doing this.
What the fuck? I didn't expect any of these.
You guys don't hit your balls like
that?
Well,
really you know that I'm a fidgety person because I used to always flick that knife all the time.
Yeah.
Dude, and like, the thing is, when I do that, it's not something that I know I'm doing. I'm literally just doing it because it's just like, I'm keeping my hand.
Subconsciously do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Dude, I picked up a weird habit from when I used to play the Wii as a kid.
What?
So just I would swinging your hands around?
No, I used to play this baseball game, and I would always have my hands on the controllers, and so I had this itch on my finger one time, and so I bit, you know, what's that part of your finger called where your knuckle is, that skin? Your
knuckle.
Knuckle.
Like your knuckle skin. Yeah, your knuckle wrinkle skin. For some reason now, my finger itched as a kid, and I would just bite it.
Not it. I've done that.
I would.
Do you
bite
have a callus on your knuckle skin?
No, I don't. But I always put my knuckle up to my mouth, and I'll rub the knuckle skin against my lip.
Oh,
I don't know why the fuck I do it.
Just really? I thought you were going to say you bite it, but I do the same thing. I roll it back and forth in place, on my lip.
On your lip? No, dude, I thought I was the only person in the world that did that. What the hell?
When I'm sitting here editing. Pinching it and rolling it back and forth?
Yeah,
I do that too, but not all the time, but I do that sometimes.
Not pinch it, but just roll it back and forth on my lip.
I kind of press my lips together.
Yes!
And then I kind of just wiggle it back and forth.
Dude, I do the same thing.
You guys are soulmates.
I thought I was the only person that did that.
All right, I got a weird one that is, I don't know why this started, but if I get a song stuck in my head, which there's always a song stuck in my head at all times, I chew my food to the beat of it.
Really?
Yeah, and I do it without thinking. It's like autonomous breathing. It's like if I don't think about it, I'm always doing it. I have to consciously think, stop chewing to the beat. Sometimes
that makes me think that it's probably not a bad thing. It makes me think that when you start fucking, you're gonna do that.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
You better not fuck to some weird 13/8 time signature. Yeah. Just fucking going crazy.
Fuck to the whole Tool album.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, that is cursed. I have a couple really fucking weird ones. So every single time I used to nut, a random song would be stuck in my head after. A random song I might not have heard for years, and I'd have to go listen that song right after. It was literally
fucking bizarre.
Literally years of this where I'd nut and immediately just start oh, that's a good song.
Huh.
And just it's in my head. It was so...
You know, it's just, it's a raining man.
Literally something like that. It would, it started playing an MP3 every time I came. And I'd just be oh, I'm going to listen to that song now. And I just sit
that
there.
That still happens to me to this day, but when I'll wake up with a song stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Like a song that I haven't been humming in the past, while.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from.
All of a sudden
from.
I'll wake up and start singing something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys ever
woke
up laughing?
It's like an MP3 starts playing. No. I woke up screaming a couple times.
Okay, that's not good. I woke up literally pissing my pants laughing. I didn't actually piss my pants, I was in tears.
Did you say literally?
I was laughing so fucking hard, and I don't know why. And then, you know when you, originally wake up, you're, what the fuck's happening? But then after, 5 seconds, you kind of clue in. At that point, I was fully, clued in, but because I was laughing, it made me laugh more, and I just sat there laughing for,
a
That's minute
terrifying.
Straight. Having
or something.
I had no clue what I was laughing at. I don't remember anything. I just woke up and just thought something was the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard. You know when I, go, it was that laugh.
That was a goose laugh.
I was losing my shit. But I have one last thing that I was gonna say, that spawned this topic. It takes me an hour to get ready for bed. I have to have the most perfect routine ever, otherwise I will not be able to sleep.
I think you told me that one time.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you do?
For context, I've always had extremely severe anxiety about sleep. I don't know why. I don't know what started it. I just if I don't have the perfect amount of sleep, I will literally not be able to function, and I'll just not do anything the next day. So it's something that's always been extremely anxiety inducing. Just getting into bed will make my heart rate shoot up. So I have to
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it is. So I walk around It's better in the winter. I walk around outside, usually like this will be around 1 a.m., get super fucking cold, come back, light a candle, meditate for like 5 minutes, then I'll shower, like, I don't know, probably like, again, 10, 15 minutes, and then come back, meditate for 5 more minutes, and then I'll try to go to bed. It takes like an hour of shit just for me to like be able to potentially fall asleep. It's so fucking weird. Mm. But yeah, it's like it's
bizarre. Jerk off, pop a couple of melatonin. And
so if you couldn't do,
oh, I can't take melatonin anymore. It does nothing. I've probably taken thousands in my fucking
life.
I've
never tried it. Same. I've always heard that it was good. I've never tried it.
It's
melatonin. The way it works for me is it doesn't make me fall asleep. Like it doesn't make me tired, but it makes my sleep so much more like deep, impactful.
Yeah, that's what it used
like
to be.
Like I dream so much more because melatonin puts you in REM sleep.
So, that's what you're, fun fact, I mean, there's technically nothing wrong with this, so I don't really mind telling people. Apparently, I've never tried it, but I have a friend who used to always do it. Apparently, if you snort melatonin, you fall asleep within, like, literally 5 minutes and apparently have fucking insane dreams.
Really?
There's nothing illegal about it. I don't exactly condone it, because I guess if you don't, you know,
maybe
crush
it's like
your
it goes
nose,
in your bloodstream really fast.
Yeah, but so I don't know. Apparently, like, apparently you dream like crazy after doing that. Or if you like eat cheese or something, that's a lot easier to do. Because if you eat like I used to be obsessed with the idea of like lucid dreaming and stuff. So I used to always try it. And one of the best ways for me to, like stimulate more dreams was to eat something. Usually cheese helped a lot, any type. And it would always help me like with lucid dreaming and stuff. Because I used to do it. I stopped doing it because I like freaked myself out one day. I don't know if I told this story ever, but I was trying to lucid dream and I thought I was doing it. And then in my dream, something woke me up, but I was still dreaming. So in my dream, I got up, started getting ready for school, like a normal day, nothing crazy happened at all. Showered, felt like I was in the shower, like ate food, felt like I was more full after. And then I just randomly woke up again and didn't do any of that. And I was so freaked out that whole day that I was like, am I still fucking dreaming? And like, I lost my shit over that for like a full day. I didn't know like anything was real. I was just like tweaking out the whole day. And yeah, that's, I kind of stopped after that. But yeah, I don't know. Cheese helped with dreaming. So fun fact, if you want to dream or attempt to lucid dream, eat some cheese or pizza. So. Okay. Well, you can eat your vegan.
I'm honestly saying it to piss you guys off, so.
Fuck yeah, you little bitch.
All right, well, we've been going on for quite a long time now, so.
Good podcast.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
This has been a good podcast.
I feel like we're all closer together.
This has been a fun
now.
Therapy section. Yeah. Session. We'll do it again.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are more friends than you've ever been.
I hate all of you still, and I regret signing the contract to this brand every single day.
I hate doing this with you guys.
Worst part of my week.
I don't even get paid for this.
That's true.
I'm only here so I won't get fined.
So we don't vote you off. All right. Yep. Soup, dude.
Really want to do like, subscribe, soup. Like, subscribe, download the pod on Pod Farm podcast on farm. Spotify. Download the podcast on Spotify. Hit the bell. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Bye.